Tristan Agosa can't wait to turn 18. That's when he'll be able to vote for the first time. You're listening to KNKX, and as part of our series exploring the election through different perspectives, KNKX reporter Paula Whistle has Tristan's story.
Tristan Agosa says he was in Spanish class at Kennedy High in Burien when the school was conducting an active shooter drill. His teacher, he says, was taking it very seriously. Even though it was just practice, she got on top of a cabinet and told the students to move to the closet.
She was really ready to literally jump on top of the person to give us a chance to run out. And just like thinking about something like that, it's just very like kind of changes your perspective.
And then last February at a high school in Parkland, Florida, this happened.
Another community is in disbelief, shocked by devastating violence.
At least 17 people have been killed, students and adults.
Like others around the country, Tristan watched horrified. But then he saw students there speaking out.
That us kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call BS! If you agree, register to vote, contact your local congresspeople, give them a piece of your mind.
It was so kind of eye-opening because I had never thought how that in high school I could really do much in terms of using my status as a citizen.
He says he never really thought much about voting. It wasn't really talked about in school. But this new student-led movement fighting gun violence was something he wanted to be a part of. He went to the Seattle March for Our Lives.
Right now, right here, we refuse to live in fear. Right now,
during the rally, he worked registering people to vote. He'd gone to training for it. He says he was surprised to learn that voter registration among people 18 to 24 is just 20%. But he says when he looked around at who else was doing the training, the majority, he says, were
middle-aged white people. Those are the people who apparently know that the politics are important.
When I sit down with Tristan at South Seattle College, where he's in the Running Start program, he tells me getting more young people of color to register has become something of a passion. Tristan is Filipino-American. When I ask him what issues are important to him, he says,
a lot. I'm a very social justice oriented person, and just like I care about, I don't know, I care about people, I guess.
Tristan grew up in White Center and says he's seen gentrification change the makeup of his neighborhood. He says he's also concerned about climate change and gun laws, although he confesses he isn't yet up to speed on exactly what the state initiatives on those issues would do. And truth be told, he won't actually be casting a ballot. It turns out he'll still be a few months shy of his 18th birthday on Election Day. It pains him.
Yeah, I really, really, really wish I could.
But he says he plans on reading the official voters' pamphlets, which he just found out about, so he can help guide his parents.
I'm really interested in going through the process with them so I could learn it for myself.
Like others just reaching voting age, Tristan is too young to remember 9/11 or the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. His earliest political memory is the 2008 election of President Barack Obama.
On this day, we gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord.
A lot's happened since then. A decade after this speech, when Tristan finally gets a ballot for the first time, he says he'll be ready. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.
That story was part of our series, Five Voters, Fresh Perspectives. We're also going to hear from someone who just moved to Washington, and we're going to hear from someone who recently got their voting rights back after being released from prison.